In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the fifth and sixth Mishnah from the second parak of Masechta Kelim. The Mishnah begins, Kisui kadei yain v'kadei shemen. So this refers to covers of barrels of wine or oil. V'kisui chaviot niyarot. So one understanding is it refers to barrels from that location. So it's called chaviot niyarot because they're from that location, niyarot. Another understanding is it's v'han niyarot. In other words, even if the cover is made of papyrus, then nonetheless it's... at this stage you'd say yes, it's tahor, it's not susceptible to tuma. However, it's for the continuation because the Mishnah says v'im hitkinu. Now, despite the fact we've said that when it comes to these lids, even if you technically turn them over, it would be able to contain something. Then, nonetheless, since it's only designed as a cover, not to contain anything, doesn't have a shem kli. It's not susceptible to tuma. However, the Mishnah says v'im hitkinu. If it was then. This cover was fashioned for use, meaning not just as a cover, but also to put things inside it, meaning it was designed, that's its purpose, then we say in that case that may be susceptible to tumah. Mishnah continues, Kisui halafas. Now, this is in other speaking, Gemara would refer to as an ilfas, so this is a cover of a pot, like a stew pot, a large pot. Mishnah says, Bizman shehu nakuv. If it has a hole in it, in that lid, then you can't really use it for anything. V'yeshlo chidud, also if it has a point, so in other words, you take that lid and try to put on the table, even if it contained anything in it, it would just tip over as a result of the point in the center of it, then we'd say tahor. However, im einu nakud v'einlo chidud, if it's not perforated, it doesn't have a hole in it, and it can be lay flat on the table, in that situation we say tameh. Now, you might think, one second, we just said previously when it comes to lids, if it's designed as a cover, like this presumably is, then it shouldn't be susceptible to tumah. However, the Mishnah says when it comes to that of a pot, then we say that it, even though it's a lid, it is still susceptible to tumah. Why? Mipnei shehi mesanenet latocha et hayarak. So the expression here is referring to because the woman who's cooking with this pot, she will strain into the lid the vegetables. Well, the understanding is that vegetables will be removed from it and then placed in the kli. So in other words, it's actually functioning in its normal use as a receptacle. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaak bar Tzadok Omer, he explains differently. So it's not like we said, according to the first opinion, it was just the vegetables would be removed from, say, the pot and placed in the lid, overturned lid. Rebbe Eliezer says, no, mipnei shehofechet alav et harokni, harunki. So this refers to that what once the vegetables were, say, cooked, according to the Bar Tanur, it's like if they become like a mass, then they would turn the pot over onto this and then turn it into the lid, and such that it would in that fashion extract out all the liquid. Let's now learn Mishnah Vav. Gistera, this refers to a kli cheres that has been somewhat broken, so it still can function as a kli. You can imagine it's chipped or broken at the top of it. The Mishnah says, if it's shenimtza bekivshan, if it broke within while it's still in the furnace, then ad shelodin gemar melachto, prior to be completed, we say tehora. Then it's no longer susceptible. It's not susceptible to tumah. It actually never became susceptible to tumah because it was never finished. Never got a shem kli. However, mishnah nishbara, if it broke only after it was completed, then we say it can still mekabel tumah, can still be susceptible to tumah. And that really comes to qualify what we learned in Mishnah 2 days ago when we were discussing a kli cheres that is broken, how much it still have to contain in order to be susceptible to tumah. In this case, we understand that it's actually critical the time which it broke. It's only really relevant if it broke after the kli had already been finished and has a shem kli. Next, titros. Now, this is an interesting instrument, or kli, where if you can imagine almost like a funnel that had a base in it. And if we take a funnel, overturn it so the narrow parts at the very top, and the bottom, where it's usually open, we put a cover there with lots and lots of little holes in it. And to use it, if you like, for watering. So the way it would work is I'd fill it up with water, and then the user would put his thumb over the top of it to prevent any water from escaping, because here we're assuming the holes are very fine holes, and then the pressure, and due to the thumb covering the top, it keeps a pressure such that no water can escape. As soon as he lifts his finger off, then the water will escape, and then it will be used for watering. So the question is this considered a kli? Does it have a toch? So Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok, metaher, he says absolutely not. It's not a kli. Why? It doesn't have a beit kibul. Again, we're talking about kli cheres here. importantly. And since the water goes effectively through it, well, it's not considered as having a receptacle and therefore not tameh. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's metameh, it does metameh. Now, why is that? He says, since the way it functions is in this manner, where you plug the top with a thumb and it can contain liquid, well, then it is susceptible to tumah. It has a big kibul. And he adds a further point. He says, mipnei shehu motzi prutot, meaning even if the finger's taken off, it's only going to drip out very, very slowly. The water's not going to flow out. And therefore, since it drips very, very slowly, then it's not considered a kli that has a perforation large enough to make it now considered not susceptible to tumah. Now, what's large enough? That's what's called kikones mashke, meaning if you have a hole in the bottom of a klicheres such that if you put it into water, water would start going into it, say through the hole, then that would be considered a hole that's too large, and it would and therefore not be susceptible to tumah. However, he's saying since only small drops come out of it, that's not considered a nakuv kones mashke. It's not considered perforated in such a way that it would make this kli considered tahor. That's opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and those are the Mishnah today.